266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with developing news on U.S.-China relations. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
Secretary Blinken will travel to China this weekend to try to repair deteriorating ties. The White House has said repeatedly it wants to keep lines of communication open. Blinken spoke with China's foreign minister by phone yesterday. His visit will be the most U.S. senior trip since President Biden took office. Blinken's last visit was postponed after the shoot down of that Chinese spy balloon over the U.S.
We're just in, the death toll up to at least 78 after a boat full of migrants capsized and sank off the southern coast of Greece. Many more are feared missing. The Greek Coast Guard says the boat was headed from Libya to Italy and refused an offer for help last night. The Federal Reserve meets today to decide whether to raise interest rates again. Most analysts believe they'll hit the pause button in light of yesterday's encouraging news on inflation. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
And underscores that it takes a long time for rate increases to filter through the economy and to tamp down prices.
Former President Trump was back at his golf course in New Jersey last night addressing supporters after he pleaded not guilty to 37 federal charges in the classified documents case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The next thing that will happen in the process will likely be discovery, where the federal prosecutors will turn over to Donald Trump and his team the volume of information they've collected in this investigation. And that could take quite a while.
Mr. Trump celebrates his 77th birthday today. A teacher shot by a student is moving on, but there are questions about why. CBS's Jim Crisula has the details.
The Newport News Virginia school system says Abby's Warner has resigned as a first grade teacher. The 25-year-old was shot and badly wounded by a 6-year-old student in early January. Her lawyer says that she was fired by school administrators. She had sued the district for $40 million, accusing school officials of gross negligence.
Fort Polk in western Louisiana is being renamed to honor Tara Johnson's grandfather. He was a black sergeant during World War I who received the Congressional Medal of Honor posthumously.
It's so fitting because it's a training center. And so these guys are going to come from all over our country to come here and be trained and learn a little bit about the strong soldier Henry Johnson was.
Johnson was wounded 21 times fighting off a German night raid in France in 1918. Fort Johnson was originally named for a Confederate commander. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. After more than a week, the family of 17-year-old James Stokes Jr., who was found dead inside of a towed car in the Milwaukee tow lot, is still waiting for answers about his death. Milwaukee police are conducting an internal investigation and have not released any documents related to the case. The July jury trial for Benigno Velasquez, the former Horlick High School wrestling coach facing sex crime charges, has been rescheduled due to the appointment of a new lawyer. The trial involving 27 criminal charges related to sexual abuse and possession of child sex abuse materials will be further delayed. According to police, Velasquez allegedly attempted to meet up with a teenager through a phone app. More Kenosha County concerts kick off tonight. Jimmy Casca has more.
The Bristol Woodstock Concert Series at Bristol Woods Park starts this evening and runs every Wednesday through mid-August. Performances in the Natural Amphitheater start at 6 each week.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Walks has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
If you're searching for a unique and environmentally conscious shopping experience in Milwaukee, your search ends at Clover, a haven for plant and art lovers in the area. Clover's plants are handpicked from Wisconsin-based wholesalers. In fact, Clover was recently recognized as one of the top 10 best plant shops in the Midwest by Midwest Living Magazine, and the gallery features the talent of 23 local women artists. Clover, women owned and operated and making a positive impact in the community. 2252 South Kinnickinnick Avenue in Milwaukee, or online at clovermke.com.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about Hillary Clinton, former candidate for president of the United States, who talked about people clinging to guns and religion, and she was tarred and feathered. And, you know, I don't know what you would refer to or call it today, when this proliferation of guns that is all over this nation, and the fact that people who have religious beliefs that they're entitled to, but not to force them on other people, is pretty strong today. People want to force their religious beliefs on others. That's what the nation is supposed to not be about. The fact that people have a right in this nation to whatever religious belief they believe, that is what's supposed to separate this nation from others. Yet, that is not what we're dealing with today. Let's go to Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. Thank you very much. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, if there's one thing I've learned over the past couple of years, never argue with a Trump supporter, because it's like beating your head against the wall. They do not have any facts. They don't listen to facts. They're in denial. And it's pointless. You get them on Facebook, and you're best just to ignore them.
Yes.
And I'm realize you can't, you have to take phone calls, but these people, it is a cult. They're like, their behavior is cult-like. This is something I learned yesterday. I think I learned it on CNN. Do you realize that you can be a felon
and become president of the United States? Yes.
Okay, this is better yet. This is what I think Trump is up to. So let's say Trump gets elected president. He's got like 50% of the votes right now.
For Republicans.
Right now,
Republicans. Republicans. Yeah.
Right. Okay. If he gets elected, even if he's in prison,
he can still remain president of the United States.
Yes. And he can appoint his attorney general and his attorney general can pardon him.
Yes. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And part of the reason is this has never happened before in the United States. So there's really no rules for this.
Well, you know, Bob, Gary, the caller earlier, clearly stated that he doesn't believe Trump's going to get charged with anything. There are people who think that he's not going to get charged with anything. Here's a man, again, as I said yesterday, was reading nuclear secrets to people at his party about the United States using nuclear weapons against Iran. And he's reading this to average everyday people. And as Gary said, the guy who called earlier, the stuff belonged to him. It was his. So, I mean, how can you reconcile and have a real conversation with somebody who believes that? Who somehow believes that because a man's name is Donald Trump, that he owns the nuclear secrets of the United States?
That just makes my argument. And you can't explain to him that it's totally different when Biden had classified documents, when Pence had them, because as soon as they were notified,
they gave them right
they
back.
They turned them
yes.
over. Right. Trump wanted.
He fought it for a year and a half. He fought it for a year right. and a half and said, these right. are mine.
Right.
And even when he was in court yesterday, he said, I had a right to those. He's ignorant. He doesn't understand those things. He's ignorant. And, you know, there is no law against being ignorant. But the kind of things that he did, he's going to pay a price for that, as well he should, Bob. Hey, Bob, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. CJ, you're up, man. Oh, I get it already. Joe Biden, you know, and Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you got part of it. you're okay with, you know, part of our frustration, Earl, is, and thank you for taking my call, that you're okay with the dual forms of justice. You're okay to watch this.
Where's the dual form of government, man?
And deflection.
Where's the no? You're well, deflecting. Where's there a dual form of government?
Justice.
What are you talking about?
Of justice. And you know, you want to again? I'll point it out. You want to have a shell game with your listeners, and it's shameful for Civic Radio to do this. You don't talk about this president, President Biden. You don't talk about what danger he's put our country
what
in.
Danger,
right
what danger?
Now.
He's, what danger has he put our country in, CJ?
Under this president's watch, we've watched countries be invaded. We've watched China fly spy balloons over our country.
Hey, CJ.
Farmland.
Hey, CJ. Okay, hang on. Did you hear me? Not more than 30 minutes ago, maybe a little bit longer, say that all of you complaining about China, you know, and putting, you know, spy information in Cuba, and the world is coming to an end because China somehow is partnering with Cuba to spy on the United States. Maybe you didn't hear me talk about the 800 military bases that the United States has all over the nation. As Calvin even talked about, all the spy apparatus we have in Taiwan and everywhere else on China. You didn't hear about that. You don't know anything about that, do you? It's
you guys
okay.
Don't
so it's
that.
Okay. So
you
it's okay for the United States. So it's okay for the United States to spy on China, but it's not okay for China to spy on the United States. Is that what you're saying?
You don't want to hear me talk, Earl. You want to talk over me. Go ahead.
No, no, no. I mean, not when you are going to not when you are going to talk about things that aren't accurate.
That aren't accurate. Okay.
Where's Let's the danger? You, the said Joe Biden, you said Joe Biden has made has created a situation where America is threatened. And I asked you by whom?
Oh, yeah. You want me to keep going? But you will talk over me or turn my mic off. So that's okay. You don't want – you're shameful, Earl. Civic Radio is shameful for what
let me say this to you, man. You call conservative radio stations, and you know how much time you get? 35 to 40 seconds if they even answer your call. And especially because you are screened before you even get a chance to speak, they would not allow you or me or anybody else to change the subject matter on those conservative stations. So if you want to talk about shameful, call conservative talk radio and see how far you get, buddy. You get more time on civic media than you would ever on conservative talk radio. What are you talking about?
You're lying to your listeners, Earl.
All right, man. That's it. You know, to say that, you know, is it doesn't bother me, man, because, you know, I already know. I've spent many years listening and talking to conservative talk hosts. And you are not going to be even accepted on any conservative radio station changing the subject matter like you try to do here. See you later. It just bothers me to no end. People keep saying, well, why don't you give him a chance? Give him a chance. Give him a chance. But he wants to say and do whatever it is he wants to say and do. Anybody who knows me, I'm more than fair. I allow conservative people to call this program, as many other hosts across civic media. As a matter of fact, we encourage it. We're not like what they do on conservative talk radio, where they don't let the other side even get a chance to have a discussion. That's not civic media. You know, and so he can say whatever it is he wants to say. The truth is not in him. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 76. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 55. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59
this
degrees.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. Ooh, that's the time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. At the end of the day, that's just the way it is, where we can actually make a difference, and we have to take responsibility that we the people are the government. Second, these people that call in, I'm telling you, CJ, you are the most insulting individual on the planet. To talk to someone who is not even your show, CJ, it's called the Earl Ingram Show for a reason. And for you to be so, like, you're running the show, give me a break.
Tom, I appreciate it, but, you know, I don't need any help with CJ. CJ's no threat.
No, I know that, Earl. I understand. He is an example of what it is that we're dealing with out there in the right wing.
A deplorable. As Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton referred to, you know, he's a deplorable. Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to correct the record, because we do, of course, on facts on Civic Media, but it was Barack Obama who said about clinging to the guns and religion.
Oh, okay,
crucified
right,
for.
Right, okay.
But he was absolutely correct. He was absolutely correct on what he did say. We're talking about top secret stuff. We're talking about the billions and trillions of dollars we spend on the defense and the military industrial complex. And Donald Trump just goes and sells his stuff off. I mean, everyone in America should just be so upset, even about their own pocketbook, that they spend so much, which I disagree with, on the military-industrial complex. He just gave the secrets away for free, or $2 billion to enrich himself. He is a joke. He is a loser.
Tom, you heard Gary earlier say he's not going to get charged with anything. They really believe that this man is bigger than the government itself.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If he doesn't get charged with anything, I hope the American people, we the people, are ready to peacefully protest that there needs to be a change in this country, and a major change in this country in terms of starting all over or whatever, because this is not right. This is wrong. This is someone that sold secrets. Very, very, I mean, we don't even know what's going to come of it. They keep on talking about Joe Biden. You guys better start talking about Donald Trump, because he gave away the secrets to make it difficult for Joe Biden even to work. So, I mean, I am so just done with these people in terms of their idiocy and their, you know.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, you say what, sir?
Hi, Earl. You know, this one fella, this Chuck E. Cheese from Stoughton, if he doesn't like to hear, the truth, and he can't have an open mind, and he sounds so angry and upset all the time, why does he bother listening to civic media and your show of everything? I don't bother listening to Mark Belling or any of those guys. You know,
well, because he knows
that that's puzzling to me. He sounds so angry, you know.
Yeah, well, he's not going to get the truth from Mark Belling or Jay Weber or Vicky McKenna or conservative talk radio. They're never going to get the truth. And so what they get is the Amen Corner. And so they've gotten used to, prior to there being a civic media, a platform that Democrats have or progressive have, thanks to the owners of civic media, pushback. Because when conservatives controlled the airways, Democrats couldn't even get a chance to even wind up getting what CJ gets or what Gary gets. And that's an opportunity to have some time on the air before somebody cuts them off, before they can get the out of their mouth or a or an. And then they're cut off by conservative talk shows. They're given a platform, they're given an opportunity to have a real dialogue, but nobody's going to allow them to change the conversation. And that's where they're spoiled. Because no conservative host is going to allow anybody, not even another conservative, to change the conversation. They get more than their opportunities, to do that on our platforms. And there are times when I'm just not feeling it, man. You know, I don't need somebody to come after I've done the research and then change the subject of what we're going to talk about because they somehow feel that it's their show. Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Got to go to a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be joined by the governor, Governor Tony Evers from the state of Wisconsin. We'll be back. When you talk to me, when you're touching me, making my dreams come true. Rolling in the park, walking in the dark. That's the time I feel like making love. When I talk to you, talk. When I'm touching you, making my dreams come true. That's the time I feel like making love to you. That's the time I feel like making dreams come true. Oh, that's the time I feel like making love to you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to China in hopes of improving relations with Beijing. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
U.S. officials are not seeking any sort of major breakthrough from this trip, but have been pushing to keep lines of communication open as relations deteriorate. The secretary's last trip to China was postponed due to the Chinese spy balloon incident.
The death tolls jumped to at least 78 after a fishing boat full of migrants capsized and sank off the southern coast of Greece. Dozens of others are feared missing. 104 have been rescued. The boat was headed from Libya to Rome. Greek Coast Guard says it refused help last night. Former President Trump lashed out at the Biden administration when he addressed supporters in New Jersey, hours after pleading not guilty to 37 federal felony counts in the classified documents case.
We witnessed the most evil and heinous abuse of power in the history of our country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A 19-year-old was shot and killed, two others injured, and Kenosha police say they aren't getting any cooperation in a shooting last night at around 10. The statement from police says the three victims took themselves to the hospital, with one of them not surviving. Milwaukee police have issued an urgent alert after a witness reported seeing a woman being forcibly taken into an SUV in Milwaukee's Northwest Side last night. The woman, described as African American and wearing olive green clothing with a scarf, has not been located. The path that led Burlington school district leaders to implement a character building curriculum was explained at a meeting this week.
How are we talking about decision making, problem solving, how we treat each other?
Chris Wines is the head of pupil services for BSD and said the Purposeful People program is meant to help students with decision making, time management, and interpersonal relationships. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number as we await the call from the governor. I just wanted to talk about this, and I'm certainly going to mention it to the governor. You know, these words apparently need to be burned in effigy. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Supposedly, those words are criminal words in the state of Wisconsin, because Robin Voss and other Republicans and conservatives think that these are bad words and they represent horrible, horrible things. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. So let me give you the definition of what they mean. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are three closely linked values held by many organizations that are working to be supportive of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientations. Why wouldn't you want to have a society that is inclusive with everyone in the society? Why? Well, I understand why. Is Robin Voss and other Republicans across the nation fighting to do away with diversity? They don't want diversity. Their belief is that with diversity, meaning equality, is a opportunity to take away from someone else. Variety, as they say, is the spice of life. If diversity is another word for variety, how can I enhance or flavor the world? Diversity through the lenses of race, ethnicity, ability, gender, sexual orientation, neurodiversity, and beyond can help to strengthen organizations, as studies have shown time and again. Quite simply, diversity, equity, and inclusion is used to describe three values that many organizations today strive to embody to help meet the needs of people from all walks of life. People from all walks of life. While concepts such as biodiversity are important offshoots of the core ideas of diversity, this article focuses on diversity, equity, inclusion in business and society rather than other contexts. So why are we up against people who don't want diversity in 2023? One of the issues that's at hand with the decisions that are going to be have to be made by the city of Milwaukee, by the aldermen, by Milwaukee County, the county supervisors, deals with the fact that Robin Voss and Republicans have taken away diversity and inclusion. They don't want that. There's something wrong with that. And because Robin Voss says it's the case, we're going to do away with equity in a society that has not been equitable, that has a record of not being equitable and fair. The history is full of that. And so Robin Voss decides that the city of Milwaukee will have to do away with all of that. Enough of that. We're not going to have an opportunity to correct the sins of the past. Well, you know, people just have to get over it. It's what he said. I said he's a coward. He is that, because he can throw those types and terms around and not have somebody who can sit down and call him what he is. Now, the University of Wisconsin has a diversity and equity office, and they've been working really hard to try to deal with that. Well, Robin Voss has just done the exact same thing and said the budget for the University of Wisconsin will be held up unless they remove $32 million to deal with equity and diversity. Never mind the $6 billion that's spent every year that will be spent operating the University of Wisconsin. is going to be held up unless you take that $32 million, a mere pittance of the budget for the University of Wisconsin, out. Take it out. Because we don't want diversity and equity. Robin Voss doesn't want it. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Hi, Earl. Good morning. You see, you come into this question, and I still, like you, just can't connect the dots. I mean, literally, if I'm a Milwaukee and you are a Madison, right?
Right.
So I make my money, I make my taxes, my sales taxes, this, and I give you 100% of my money. $1. I'm giving you $1 a year, okay? This is my 100%. Now, you're giving me back money, and then you don't want me give me more money to sustain myself. You just say, you know what? Why don't you go on the streets and ask for another 2 cents of your people? So now I pay $1.02, but I still have exactly the same amount coming back to me. You see what I'm saying? And yeah. You graciously allowing me go back to people who just paid their dues and ask them for another 2% or whatever 2 cents you want to do it.
So,
I don't get it.
So, Karina, this is what I want people to understand and what frustrates me. The city of Milwaukee and people of color in the city of Milwaukee are residents of the state of Wisconsin and are entitled to fair and equitable treatment. That's what it is. But based on people like Robin Voss and others, people who live in the city of Milwaukee, who are residents of the state, are should get the exact same opportunities as anybody else in the state. You can't divorce Milwaukee from the state. And you can't divorce people of color from the state. We're residents of the state as well. We're not just city dwellers. We pay our taxes like everybody else. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time, but I understand. Let's go to Wiley from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Riley. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I have a real hard time stomaching Robin Voss. I've watched him since 2000. I talked on your air a couple days ago, and he should be scared because a lot of people know a lot of things. They know about his business techniques. They know about his
type. He's been married three times, right? Oh, come on.
He's been married three times. He's been sued, and then he turns around and uses his personal
he's a weasel
to gain. He's a slumlord as well.
Right.
And, but I'll tell you this, this guy is, as you know, he's the fellow that got $297,000 on the payment protection program during the COVID.
Yes.
And he was foregoed the repay. Okay. He's foregoed that. And, this guy has got to be scared. He's got to be running scared. And I can relate to a situation when there was a like an open house budget review that he invited people to in Mount Pleasant, of all places, Foxconn, Mount Pleasant. And he was sitting there hand in hand with Mr. Von Wongard. And the question came up at that time was all of the problems with lead pipes. And we all know that it's a dilemma and it's a big, big lift, but it needs to get done. He turned that all around and said, we feel that we're going to concentrate on the plastics in our water systems, the pellets, it's PSAS or something like that, which is also important. But he just right away takes the lead piping off the table because most of this lead piping is in inner cities. He says his village or his area of control for the assembly has very little lead piping anymore. So he doesn't care about anybody but Robin Voss. And he's the guy that goes on a plane with the guy from Ohio, and he gets married out there in Italy. I mean, this guy is all about Robin Voss and will never change. He's a narcissistic.
Well, and thank you very much for the call. He's more than narcissistic. He's some other things as well. So as we await the call from the governor, I understand that, you know, right now the governor is certainly dealing right now with a major issue where he thought that they had a deal worked out, you know, with the UW system and the budget, and all of a sudden the snake Robin Voss has come up with throwing a monkey wrench into that deal. And so, you know, as we await the call from the governor, I get it. You know, may not happen because he's dealing with the fact that Robin Voss has now decided to, you know, take $32 million out of UW's budget because Robin Voss wants to see diversity, equity, and inclusion eliminated from the state as he's worked towards eliminating it from the city of Milwaukee. This is the kind of person that we are dealing with. And some of us have had enough. We know kind of what, you know, and the rationale behind it. Well, it's not fair. Well, you know what? Racism and bigotry wasn't fair. And discrimination is not fair. And the fact that there hasn't been equity in this country is not fair. And the fact that there's no equity in this country even to this day is not fair. And for a person like Robin Voss and others to come and say, get over it. If I could just ease my fingers through the microphone. Well, you know, I can't quite do that. But, you know, since I can't get him to man up and have a real conversation about why he wants to make sure that diversity, equity, and inclusion is eliminated. The rest of the nation is working towards correcting that. But under Robin Voss and the state of Wisconsin, he wants to make sure that that's ended. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. And at the last minute, so the governor has been working towards trying to hammer out a deal with you know, Robin Voss. And it's like dealing with Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You catch hell with all three. Because that's who Robin Voss is. Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure organic and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com. EDIEFORD.com.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes!
awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 76. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 55. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 73. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So it looks like the governor is a little bit too busy. And as I stated earlier, the fact that Robin Voss at the last minute has decided to pull $32 million out of the UW budget is probably one of the reasons why the governor is tied down, but I'm sure he'll get back to me on tomorrow. But let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, what this is all about, again, is let's cut back on public education. Let's throw more money at private education. And besides that, the African-American population generally votes pretty strongly Democratic.
That's correct.
It's about retaliation. It's about retaliation also. You know, this is, again, in my opinion, it's a fascist-type program. We're going to control what can be taught in our colleges, our universities, our schools. We're going to ban coursework if we don't like it. And it's just a multi-pronged attack against public education again. These guys have been fighting public education, higher education. As Trump said, I love the poorly educated because they don't really understand what this is all about. One person's opinion for what it's worth.
So I want you to repeat that last statement again, because I heard Trump say the exact same thing. What did he say?
I love the poorly educated. That's,
he said
I should look up that quote, but
I know he said that. Accurate. He said that. Well, he needs to be looking in the mirror, because that would include him, right?
Of course.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call.
It's intentional.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. You say what, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
All right, man.
Hey, it's become totally clear to me why Robin Voss would be afraid of diversity, equity, and inclusion. If any of this was to ever reach fruition, okay, and succeed, you take away his whole entire political playbook, not just his, the entire Republican playbook, because right. They will no longer have anything to divide people and to fight their culture wars with. That's what he's deathly afraid of. That's what he's deathly afraid of. That if we all got along, how would he divide us? That's all I got to say.
Well, Rico, you said a lot, man. Thank you very much for the call. You said a lot. I mean, if people can't see the you know, there was a time when Robin Voss wouldn't have said this outwardly. He would have said it behind closed doors. He wouldn't be so arrogant to make these statements, but he's not alone. It's the Republican playbook all over the nation. They're emboldened. And they're emboldened because a lunatic and a racist named Donald Trump came into power. And that's what he did. He made it all right to be racist. He did. Because those things that are being done now in this nation weren't being done, not in the open, not in the daylight, but in the darkness. And now so Robin Voss can boldly make those statements. Well, if the city of Milwaukee, if you want this money, you'll do away with equity. Because we don't want equity. Because with equity means somebody else is going to have to feel some pain. Never mind the history. Never mind that. It's another reason they want to do away with the history books. Some of us know what's going on. And some of us have the courage to challenge it. We've lived long enough to have seen the history of the nation. And we don't want to see it go back. We've been around long enough. And people have suffered enough that we shouldn't have to go over this again. Now, so Robin Voss, you know, who sat down, negotiated with the governor, and the governor apparently believed he was dealing with somebody who was going to be above board, and at the last minute, cowardly Robin Voss said the only way we're going to pass this is if you do away with diversity and equity. What? Why is that an issue to you, Robin Voss? A $6 billion budget, and you're going to hold it up for $32 million dealing with equity and inclusion. Some of us know why. Yeah, we know why. And that's why you'll never have a conversation with me. Because I'd hit you in the mouth with the truth. You are both Lucifer, Satan, and the devil, all rolled into one. And those who continue to believe in you and support you, they're supporting you in wrong. You are absolutely wrong. And you can walk around with your back straight when you should be walking around with your back bent over. Because there is no right in you. You don't know what that is. And yet you are the star. You are a Republican star. Anyway, got to go. Governor maybe tomorrow. He is the governor, and he deals with a lot of issues. So I'll probably hear from him later. Sorry we couldn't get him on. But he's never let me down yet. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.